This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So I'm there, you know, down in the little sort of ditch that they've dug on the field of play, and it's me, it's Chris Tamborello, CT, it's Johnny Bananas, it's Ashley K, it's Carmaria, it's Darrell, it's Zach, and you know, I'm looking at these people, and it's Camilla. And I'm going, you know, we're there. We're the Nasty Nine, and it's Invasion of the Champions. We're about to come in and just
invade.
Just totally invade the game that these rookies think they own now that they've won their way into the Oasis. And I go, guys, I'm going to hang back.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And, you know, especially Ashley Kay is like, what? We can't do this without you, you know? And I'm going, I think it should be the Elite Eight. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be fair to these rookies. Like, to be the best, you got to beat the best. We know that. And I think that's fair.
Yeah. So you are saying that you are going to not play.
Yeah.
But you came all the way there.
That I came there, that I've been training, obviously. They had, you know, GoPros on me in America.
Yeah.
I was there in Thailand. And then I flew all the way out there.
But you think it should be the Elite Eight.
I think it should be the Elite Eight because
that is
really
noble
of you.
It should be the Elite Eight.
Yeah. Because otherwise, I'm going to come out, and it's going to be all eyes on me.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be the Nasty Nine, but it's really going to be the Wonderful One. And that's going to be me. And if I let it be the Elite Eight, all of a sudden, there's sort of different dynamics that you can play off of other than, like, all eyes on me.
So what happened?
They did the show.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
A special thing that we have done for the show today is we have wild horses on the show.
It's a mega corker.
Yes. And the thing that is so interesting and special to me about you guys compared to some other people is that there are so many of you.
Yeah.
And more than one.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah. We all, you know, people think we all look alike and like that we're all the same, but really we're so different. It's crazy.
There's almost two different types of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we embody diversity in a way that
we
really do.
I love, you talk about the opinions. I love these like groups coming together to make something, to make art together.
May I?
Yeah.
Yes. Collaboration is a tough pony to mount, but a fun one to ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Well put.
Yeah.
It's hard to mount a pony.
Horse.
Yeah. It's a tough pony.
Ponies are smaller.
Yeah. And see, and she's punching me up and I could, and now I have an opportunity to go, hey, stop. It's got to be my idea. Or I can do what some of these wild horses do and collaborate and go, well, maybe that is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm going to take, okay, Lauren made my thing better. And then next time she talks, I'm going to jump on her.
Yeah. And it would be good
for
you guys to say who you are so he doesn't have to get because you got that one wrong.
Would you
like,
do it?
Yeah. It's just like which one is which. I know you're
who's
guessing.
Doing what?
Yeah. I know like which of the horses is which.
Okay.
But like you have to say who you
are
so we can. Okay, great. Yep. Yes.
Stephanie Allen.
Okay, good. And
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
Okay.
I'm Mary Holland.
Okay.
And I'm Aaron Whitehead.
I love you talk about opinions. I love the quarrels, the like the the little lovers
quarrels, the queries.
And I'm Dale. And I'm Dale. You remember the
What's
Rescue
that
Rangers?
Oh yeah, sure. That's another group, I guess.
Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale, when it's danger.
They should do that like the DuckTales.
They should do it. They should get BB-8 in there.
They should have
just BB-8
and
baby.
You guys in doing that they did
you know,
with the DuckTales.
You know, we were in talks actually to do some robots in the Star Wars franchise to like invent some robot
characters.
Yeah,
we actually were BB-9 through
give me a crazy noise.
12 or whatever.
Yeah. Give me a crazy noise.
Okay.
Oh, whoop!
Okay.
Okay.
And that's pretty good. And I could see that.
Emergency.
I could
Are
see
you
why
punch
they don't
that up
want.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
That is better.
You know, because
no,
yours
like
went
yours
up.
Better.
But yours went up. Well, okay. Hers was a better noise on its own. But think about it in the context of she's next to BB-8.
Yeah, I like that yours was a classic one we've heard in other movies before, so we wouldn't really care about it. But
yeah, because you don't want to necessarily steal the spotlight from the main robot. You want to compliment them.
So you feel like we'd be cast as sub-robots. I just can't. I mean, that's so – it sounds fun. Like, I would love to take a part. Do you know what I'm saying? Where, like, you're not the star. Because you could just explore in a way that people don't get.
You get to make choices, make big choices.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, like, have a whole backstory that no one knows about, which is so much more special than when it's shown on screen, you know?
Yeah.
And the books. They talk about you in the books.
Yes.
Like, there's a whole book about just your character, but you are not in the movie that much, or maybe at all.
That's true acting. Mm-hmm. That is true acting.
And you make a crazy choice where you just go, like, I'm going to be eating gum the whole time.
Eating it, like, eating swallowing it.
And for a robot, that's like, your insides are, by the way, being destroyed, but nobody knows throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what a fucking gerbil.
If that's even how robots' bodies work.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if there even is any.
Maybe they like to eat gum.
This is what I'm saying. Everyone's got an opinion.
And that's where we're different. Do you see the dynamic that kind of formed
there?
Yes,
I love watching this and this just little lover's quarrel.
Honestly, it's fucked up in a way that's very appealing.
People are saying that Charles is in charge, but I think as we move forward, that really Quarles is in charge.
Which people are still saying that Charles is in charge. Yeah.
People, well, as we move forward into 2017, we are watching this be the case that Quarles is in charge.
Absolutely.
Quarles is in charge.
Yeah.
Quarles in charge.
Quarles in charge of our days and our nights.
This is
what we want the show to be. I want Charles in charge of me.
I like this. That's an interesting push and pull.
That's someone
like this, and I want more.
That's part of the quarrel is that one of us won't say quarrel.
It is. It's like a fun thing we play with where I often forget the joke halfway through.
It is like a magic trick. Isn't it like a magic trick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just someone saying something and then you create something else that's music. It is like a magic trick.
To be able to connect a word to a song with the same word and to sing that song for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, that's magic.
Yeah.
It is
that's cinema.
It is like the Four Horsemen. I wonder if this is what I like to do. I like each of you to tell me in your group dynamic, in the terms of the way you settle arguments, is which one of you is each of the Four Horsemen from Now You See Me?
Yes.
And
Now Two See Me and Now You See Three.
And also which one of the Hangover wolf pack that each of you is.
Okay.
Right.
So Now You See Me, I would say that Aaron is Donk.
Donk.
I am such, I love that. I'm such a donk.
Can't stay out of his own way.
Yes, okay.
I think Mary is.
And he does the cups. He shuffles the cups around.
I think Mary is Splin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Splendid.
Yes, the escapist.
I think Stephanie is Charles, not to make a callback to what you were just talking about.
No, it's one of the Stephanie. Four horsemen, so to not say that would be insane.
Yeah.
And then I think Lauren is Deadpool.
Deadpool. I love when he's in there.
I love when he invades movies now.
It's so great. I mean, now that's a franchise, right?
Yes.
Now that's a franchise, finally.
Yeah. Deadpool freezing the movie and showing
up. I'm glad none of you took Hayes's, because Hayes is J. Daniel Atlas. And
I am J. Daniel Atlas, the lover and the leader of the group, sort of a street illusionist. John is Merritt McKinney, the psychic. Mm-hmm. And Ryan will get very upset if we don't assign him one of the Four Horsemen, and he will drop the episode of the toilet. So... You can be,
and it is like a. It is a, you print it out onto a sort of document or something, and he puts it in the toilet. Or how does he put it?
It's a document that has to stay dry.
Yes.
So he knows just how to ruin it.
So would you like to be Henley Reaves or Jack Wilder?
Jack Wilder.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. No shit. Sherlock. This fucking dude thinks he's Jack Wilder. He's so Henry Reaves.
So now we've moved on to the wolf pack, which is
such,
in terms of dynamics, is so interesting.
Yeah.
We have Phil. We have Stu.
We have Tommy.
Yes. Yeah. Tommy.
Luke.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Mark. Steve Bannon.
I think I'm the baby that Zach
the baby
had.
Yes from Halloween Thinking costumes baby. I've seen
yeah mm-hmm. yes. yeah I'm really funny I here's what I love when guys A quote movies B yeah. go as movie characters for Halloween C talk about movies all the time or D love movies
yeah
speaking of Doug's
as a movie man
one yeah. of the Hangover characters who gets lost on mm-hmm. the roof I know another Doug who loves movies. You have to meet this guy, Lauren.
Oh, honestly, Lauren.
Why? Because he loves them? Because I love when guys love film.
This guy is so.
He's this guy
so,
loves movies. Oh,
he loves movies. He's so zooted. He's on the friggin' moon. But he's still
he's zooted.
He's so zooted. He's on the friggin' moon. Now, outer space.
Does
he's
like
he's
getting,
lifted, shifted higher than the
Doug
ceiling.
With high?
Yes, he loves doing that.
He's so. Freaking zooted, but he still is
Chief
able
and the
kind to.
Buds.
Oh God, he's pure Chiba Hawk, and he's still able to kind of say funny things about movies and mm-hmm. be funny.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And he's cool. He's hip. He's high. He's young. He loves movies.
He's young, you know, and that's important to me. Is young. Yes. He's yeah. got to be young.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Mary, right? This is great because I have uh-huh. another guy who loves movies for you that does a podcast.
Is he
have
young?
You met Leonard?
Leonard?
Yes.
No. Oh. Is he young?
You're yes. going to flip your shit.
How old is he?
Leonard Maltin?
Yes, mm-hmm. Leonard Maltin.
Oh, Leonard Maltin of Maltin's Movies.
Maltin's Movies, yes. Mm-hmm. He loves them.
He's as fresh as a baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We love a fresh
he's
baby.
He loves games. He's so into games. You know, I don't do games.
What, playing games in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started.
He plays the Maltin movie game.
I'm straight up.
You're yeah. straight?
Straight up.
Okay.
He's straight starting now.
Yeah.
And so is Leonard Maltin, you know, but he does play the Maltin movie game in relationships. Mm-hmm.
What's
heard
the
that.
Worst game that's ever happened to you in a relationship that somebody played on
the
you?
The worst game that's been played on me? Oh, probably thumbtack on my chair. Like I'm teacher. Probably sat straight on thumbtack, shot up in the air.
Oh my gosh. Ouch,
on my rump.
Now yeah. that's a mind game.
Center of my rump.
The center mm-hmm. of your rump.
That's your asshole.
But oh yeah.
But
oh,
that's
yeah.
a hot
oh.
relationship.
Not for him.
Yeah.
It's not
no, my whole
it's not perfectly
shifted.
Centered. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm on a new exercise routine where I am trying to get some sort of symmetry there because the center right now
yeah.
is very much just the right cheek. And the left is non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, that's probably the worst mind game that's been played with me in a relationship is thumbtack on the chair like I'm teacher.
Right in the anus.
Mm-hmm. What is it for some of you guys, the games?
Mm.
I had a guy teach me how to jump through a hoop of fire.
Wow.
What a waste of time. It's like, so,
yeah,
it's what, like, do you love me or not?
Are you going to use that skill? Is that skill going to be applicable?
Well, when people clap, future? I still know how to jump. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, you learn something wow. from every relationship. Woo!
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
You're having so much fun with
that
it.
That was 6 feet in the air. Did you see that?
Did you see the fire just crazy. Light up?
Created
that was
fire.
Insane.
Well, I didn't want to get beaten, which is what happens if you don't jump mm-hmm. when you're
that's
clapped.
That's a mind game.
Oh, yeah. That's a mind game.
And this
game.
Reminds me of
that's
the song Ring of Fire. I would think you would sing Ring of Fire off that of that, but that's why I'm not the song singer.
See, I did that.
Mind game.
A yes. ring. When I love and you so much and rangers, you won't let me love, that's a mind game.
So good. Oh my God. Worst mind game ever been played on me. Oh, too many to count. I've been in so many relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say.
She's always dumping or getting dumped.
You know, mm-hmm. They call me the dump truck.
Oh no. Who calls you that? Your parents?
My parents, my cousins.
Oh
your
no.
Family.
Your
my dad.
Cousin said it.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
My therapist.
Your parents
my therapist.
No. Oh, Mary, it. Not your boss's best friend.
No.
Who?
Does.
Oh,
did.
No.
We'll
Mary.
Do again.
Oh,
you know it, and I know it.
The dump truck.
Mary's the dump truck.
The dump truck.
We call her the DT. We call her the DT to be
which
cute.
Which I like, because it's kind of like downtown. It's like, I'm downtown fart. I'm a downtown fart.
Downtown dump truck, Mary.
Downtown fart's going to give it to you.
Downtown fart's going to give it to you. Downtown fart's going to give it to you.
Yeah, I like that they never get to the...
Well, no, it's all about the amp up. It's all about the amp up. Oh, I've been dumped so many times. Anyway, I mean, the worst thing, what to do or say. I choked on a bunch of peanuts at a festival.
Oh, no.
That's a mind game.
Yeah, I can't believe some
that
guy
can be a mind
saw
game.
You do that.
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't even with anyone.
Oh, my God. What a fucking
I love going to the festival alone.
Yeah, and I do
the
too.
Fest?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Lately, I have been going to the festival just by myself.
Yeah.
A lot.
That. Fest, it's good to do.
Fest for me is a national holiday.
Yeah.
And if people don't appreciate that, then, like, get away from me. Because I'll get my own wristband And I'll go backstage.
Yeah. You will.
Oh.
I can't get backstage.
Oh, yeah. No, I've started to go.
But you're not going to be able to go alone for very long because Goop wrote it up.
Goop talked about the festival.
Goop scooped it. Goop.
I can't tell you how many islands she's ruined for me that I used to go to.
Skull Island.
Skull Island.
Bat Island.
Skull Island.
Lonely Island.
Kong Island.
Fuzz Island. Fuzz Island.
Lonely Island.
Paradise Island. Bunch of jade eggs. She ruined the jade egg. That was mine. She scooped it. It's mine.
She scooped out your puss?
Yeah, she took my jade egg out of my vagina.
And scooped it out.
And scooped it
out.
She literally goop scooped me. You got goop scooped.
What a mind game.
Anyway, that's the worst one for me.
Yeah.
I think for me, the worst mind game, I dated a guy who would only let me listen to Quad City DJs.
That sounds like a fun. That is
no.
that mindfuck.
And that's what you think.
A tease.
And that's what you think.
Woo,
and then
come up on that train.
Don't even. I can't.
She doesn't like
you. Don't
that,
know that
no.
one.
No, I know that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's one of their most popular songs.
No, yeah. I know it.
That's one
it's
of the top
sends
songs
me into kind
from
of
them.
A PTSD.
That's probably the third most popular Quad City DJ song.
Mm-hmm.
For me, yeah, I've already said mine.
Do mine.
Oh, Hayes's would probably be that riddle where the doctor is a lady and it's the kid's mom.
Yeah.
I remember that really tripped him out for like
game.
A month.
Yeah, because it tricks you into being a sexist.
Yeah.
Well, and he doesn't want to be that.
Mary, it seems like you don't know. Here, let me do it
do
for
it.
You.
Yeah, no, please.
There's the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And the person is sick, saying, help me.
Start over.
Wait. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, because that's what I said.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, number one, the doctor.
Okay.
Okay?
Where are we?
What an ugly pattern this is that Hayes, the very mind game that was played on him, is now doing
it's the monkey's paw.
To the dump
truck.
That's
the only way I can break the curse. You know,
he's taking it straight to the dump truck, and it's like,
and honestly, I feel like
people hurt people
you know
because
what?
He's doing what was did to him.
Well, you know what? It's going to be garbage soon because it's in the dump truck, and it's going to be
let me tell you
dump
something.
Somewhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nothing stays whole for long in this little truck. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What? Well,
Yeah.
Wait, so how
I would love to hear more about what happens.
If what do you mean?
It doesn't stay
inside
whole.
Truck?
It doesn't stay whole.
But then what? So what happens? It gets chopped up.
It becomes littler.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
But it's still whole. I mean, it's still whole, but it's littler. So it's not. So, but it's. It, everyone, look, if you're going to put it in there, then you're going to know it's not going to come out.
Yep.
The way you wanted it, the
too
way
small.
You put it in.
It's, yeah.
it's going to be too small
it
now.
Small.
It's not whole. It's going to, it's far. It's
it is whole.
Far.
It's miniature.
But gets smalled.
Yeah.
It gets smalled.
Yeah.
Because you belittle people.
Whoa.
Oh,
my
no.
God.
I've heard about this.
I mean, okay. I belittle people.
That's what, come on. We can stop talking in metaphors. We know what you're not a trash compactor. You're a belittler.
No, you belittle people.
Belittle people, big world.
You be a few little people stacked up to one.
That's right.
I'm not little people. Stacked up what?
That you come in a trench coat and you're
it's
sort of wobbling
I'm
around.
I'm cold and I don't
and
know
it seemed
balance.
Like maybe you're too little people.
And you want the rated R ticket, and we're
please.
Like, we're not a movie theater.
Please.
And you,
we're your friends,
and your hand
Mary,
comes out of your stomach and goes,
a movie theater.
Yes. Just two, please.
When all of a sudden your belly sneezes, you don't think
say,
we know that you're being little people.
You shouldn't
your belly
say two, please.
Sneeze?
Yeah, the whole thing is that there's only supposed to be one of you. Why would you say two, please?
Please don't say two.
Prove
please.
That your belly buttons don't sneeze, and I'll make you a hat.
Watch this.
Yeah, right.
Was,
I guess I owe you
that
a hat.
Was really quiet.
Yeah.
No, it didn't sneeze.
That's what I'm saying. It's such a quiet belly button.
Nearly
that was
silent.
Really good
thank nearly
Stephanie,
silent.
Prove
it didn't sneeze.
Stuff.
It made a sound.
Stephanie, you prove that your belly button.
I don't want to.
Oh,
what's
Stephanie,
wrong with Stephanie?
Please.
I feel sick.
Stephanie.
I'm on the floor holding my tummy.
So this is a great segue to this doctor thing. The guy is saying, doctor, I'm sick.
Where is he? Where is
at
he?
At work. And, okay, go ahead.
Because I want to hear your version.
Because I have questions. Oh, okay. So you've heard a different version of this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've heard a version, too.
So in my...
Stephanie.
The guy's saying, doctor, I'm sick. Maybe it's Stephanie in this case. Stephanie is at the doctor. She's saying, doctor.
I don't
doctor,
go, doctor.
I'm sick. And they say, but my... something about my dad...
Yeah, and his grandpa or
where's
something.
Where's my dad?
The kid
his grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh,
yes.
The kid is sick.
Yes.
It's a kid who's sick.
A dad yes. brings a kid who's sick into
they
the hospital.
All go fishing. No, first they
they're
went fishing.
Fishing?
Three.
And they're like, my doctor's at work.
Boys yes, went fishing. At work.
Who was the doctor? The wife.
Yes.
The
Do they wife. Have a dog?
Three boys went fishing. Two dads and two sons. Everybody yeah. caught a fish as three. You know?
Yeah, who's the fish?
Because the doctor's
and the
his
fish
mom.
Was a woman.
Yeah, the fish was a female. A feminist female. Mm-hmm.
Fish, you know, can impregnate themselves.
In Finding oh. Nemo, the real version. So if you read a science book about Finding Nemo, the fish can be a girl doctor or a boy doctor. They can switch.
Dr.
And so
fish.
That is sort of what the riddle is, I think, is that it is switching.
A sturgeon you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
A fish can be a sturgery. Girl doctor yes. or a boy doctor.
When you're scrubbing up for sturgery,
yeah.
it doesn't matter mm-hmm. what gender you are. Mm. It only matters that you freaking know how to go.
Scalpel. When you're grubbing up for sturgery.
Oh, no. The dump truck got me again.
You got dumped.
I'll take it. Oh, God. Guys, why do we have so much fun?
It's interesting that a dump truck is really, it's like at the construction site.
Uh-huh.
Filled with dirt and it's dumping
debris,
it out.
Debris, debris.
But mm. when you talk about
debris,
it,
debris.
When you say it, I feel like.
Debris, boss. Debris. Debris. I want debris cheese.
And it's that kind of thing. You're giving off more of like a garbage truck vibe.
Right now?
Like a truck. When you say a dump truck, I think it's like a truck that lives at the dump.
Huh. No, here's
wow.
the problem.
Right?
Here's what your problem is. And Mary, it's all what we didn't want to tell you ever, but we have to tell you now.
Great.
This, you smell like garbage, and so you're more good. Of a garbage
Who
truck.
Wants to hear that?
Well, are you asking the person on your second bottom half?
Yeah.
Who do you want to hear that? Do you want?
Yeah.
Guys.
What?
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Is it a
do you guys
little
have beer?
Mouse?
Do you guys have a beers?
Hmm?
Do beers? Do you have a beers?
Okay. Hang on a second.
Do you have a beers that I can taste?
Hang on a second.
That we can taste? That I can taste?
This is trouble.
This is bad.
I don't want to go back to jail. I can't go
for the
back
same
inside.
Thing too. For
no, bye. But if but no,
I think these are little people, but not children. So you could serve either of them alcohol.
Then why do they need to yeah, do this elaborate
what's
ruse?
The game here?
I could see if it, I could see if I was at the
and also
gate
I mean, the R-rated movie thing. Also, it seems that they think that they are kids anyway.
Yeah. That feels strange. If I was at the front of a roller coaster, then age doesn't matter. It's purely hype-based. And in that case, I could get tricked pretty bad by this
mm-hmm.
and end up back inside.
Yeah.
But if they're actually adults, then none of this is necessary. And I'm saying this to you, Mary, because I want you to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are two small adults—
Never.
You can, okay. Don't answer yet.
It's if.
If you're two small adults, let's just say, you could buy beers or movie tickets.
Give me a
please. Wipe your mouth. Okay, and she revealed to have been wearing roller skates. Okay, and I didn't see the skates when she came in. It looked like she was walking. I guess she was rolling.
What are some of your big quarrels? Let's talk about.
Oh yeah,
making decisions.
You really want to get back to the quarrels?
Well, yeah. Making decisions.
None of us
is
can
a
decide which room to each get in our house. That
That's not
in.
True.
Oh,
that's
okay.
not true.
Yes, it is
true.
No, it's not true.
Erin's mad that she got the bunk bedroom. Mm-hmm.
I got the observatory.
I got the library.
Yeah, why the fuck did I get the bunk bedroom?
Well, it has a bed, at least. It
has two beds. But
I know, but neither of our rooms
Mary
do.
Mary just has a telescope.
I just have all the books you could ever hope to read.
All I need are the stars.
I do hope to read.
We're really airing out some dirty laundry, huh?
Erin. Hey, that's your I'm dump truck. You're airing out dirty laundry.
I'm airing out the laundry because mm-hmm. you know what? That laundry's been stinking too long and I got to get it out.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired of it.
Oh, no.
I've had laundry in my arms. I'm tired of holding it. It's damp. It's dank.
What did I start?
Oh, I'm going to say it.
Gleeful.
I think it's fucked up. A bunk bed is for two small people. You should be in the fucking bunk
no,
bed.
No, I shouldn't.
Room.
I'm an adult.
All right.
Mary,
no.
We've seen your ID. And it's a picture of your the area beneath your neck and to your belly button.
Right.
With just the buttons of a trench coat. We don't even.
Yeah, I'm a grown up.
You're tall to like be in the frame?
Yes. Have you been to the DMV?
I just don't buy it.
And I'm not selling it. Well, I'm not selling it.
But here's what's up. I'm sick of it because I've shared so many secrets with you. And if you're a kid, that's weird. Hang on.
You guys have shared secrets? Again, what the fuck?
Yeah, we
What secrets are we talking about?
That's so bad. Aaron was just telling me about how you guys have never shared secrets.
Because that's like not a thing in our friendship. We all were like, no, we don't.
That's what makes it a secret is you don't share it.
Oh, my God.
Lauren snorts Cheetos.
There. Oh, my God. Why don't I know this?
For what?
Mary dyes her feet orange.
It seems
for the same reason.
Related. Yeah.
It seems like this is
so that Lauren will try to snort her feet.
One big secret.
Mary wants to trick Lauren into snorting her feet.
Mind games. I don't play them.
Well, I do. I'm the dump truck. You got dumped.
Stephanie, what secrets have you been keeping from me?
I don't feel so good.
Well, then you told us that a second ago.
Oh, my secret is.
Boggling.
I don't think that's gross.
A boglin?
Yeah, a boglin emerged from her stomach, if anybody remembers those
toys. It's a bog goblin.
I was feeling sick for so many months, and I didn't get my period.
Oh, God.
And I fucked the devil a few months ago.
You're one of those.
Why'd you fuck the devil?
His tail.
I guess
so
he was horny.
His tail's pointy. Is that what he used?
I mean, the devil's horny.
Look, I'm grabbing it.
Have you seen the devil's dick? No, I use the tail.
And that's a good impression. He's horny, man.
He's so horny, baby.
So horny.
Just like Austin.
He's hot.
Yeah, like Austin Scarlett from season one of Project Runway.
Oh, I love Austin Scarlett. He had such, what hair?
Mm-hmm, what skin,
what
porcelain.
Hair?
What hair?
Which one of the movies are each of you, the Austin Powers?
Oh.
I'm Lauren, and I'm Gold Member.
Okay.
My name is Mary, I'm Spy Who Shagged Me.
My name is Aaron, I'm Gold Rush Shagged.
Uh-huh. My name is Stephanie. I'm dying.
And she's leaking a lot of blood from where the boglin came out.
Yeah. Now, what is it? Let's start with Lauren. What is it about Goldmember that makes you so attached to that movie, to be so obsessed with it and to actually want to be the movie?
Beyonce. Just Beyonce.
Mm-hmm,
her acting. Beyonce's acting.
She's so good.
Inspiring.
You want to be.
Can you hear it all?
What was her name in that movie?
Puss Galore. Pussy liqueur?
Ryan.
Pussy liqueur.
I love pussy liqueur. If I'm on a plane, that's what I'm ordering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean,
the De Kuyper, like pucker that they have on like the back shelf at a bar, the like pussy flavored pucker.
One time my dad found a bottle
of
that.
Pussy pucker?
Yeah, I'll have a pee-pee. Give me that pee-pee.
Oh, pussy pucker.
Oh, Kevin.
Just a dash of
that. Are we really going to do this? Talk about this stuff.
Oh, boy.
My dad listens to this show sometimes.
Well.
Sorry. I'm sure he doesn't know anything about that.
Lauren, just like I belittle, you Beyonce.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
You're a Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce.
I don't want to think about that stuff with him.
Well, he's probably drinking your mom's pee-pee.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Joe, no. You guys,
please don't do that. Aaron is airing it out.
I'm airing
show
it
everyone.
Out.
She'll
I'm tired
everyone.
Of carrying everyone's laundry around. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired.
Exactly.
No, please don't say that.
Kevin, at least give us some ideas for what to do for the picture. Like, funny things that we can do. Instead of just, like taking a picture and being like, you guys figure it out.
Yeah,
why
Kevin,
don't you have some funny suggestions?
Funny picture for what?
This I would is love always direction.
What it is always like this. This is not just this week. It is always he just comes in and it's like, okay, you now you
and then
you,
later
and
he goes. Later he goes. Those pictures
some
weren't funny.
Ideas.
So tired of pretending to be candid. It feels fucking fake.
What do you say?
Like a spit take.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Oh, great. Should we really spit water? That'd be fun.
Oh, it's so gross.
Let's ruin the table.
Kevin's thing is always spitting.
Everyone look like you're drinking and laughing.
But I don't understand. Is it going to be a bunch of photos? I don't know. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. Okay. Okay, Kevin, that's a pretty good idea. I'll get out of the way.
Spit.
Thank you. See?
Really?
Now we have a really nice, funny photo.
You look
but you weren't in it.
So
for the
worried.
Website. I just like that it's like a good idea, you know? Like.
Kevin, do another one.
Yeah, do. Yes. What's another idea?
Do a funny one this time.
We do one serious one, one funny one.
Yeah, spit take one is serious.
Okay. You like pull each other's hair? Like,
Oh, really funny, Kevin.
Yeah, very
that's a,
funny.
Oh, that's a really funny idea.
Everyone's abusing each other. Let's hurt each other. Yeah. That'll be nice. Everyone's getting hurt, and he wants to see a bunch of, like...
We'll do it.
And see, now, like...
Ooh, let's do selfies.
Stephanie...
Kevin, yeah, take selfies with each
You don't have to degrade yourself like this.
Just let us each pull our hair.
Pull your own hair? That's kind of funny. That's kind of irreverent.
Ugh. Kevin, you really made them hurt themselves. I really don't. I know there's this, like, pressure to perform. This is, like, what it is. In this business, they have... And I think the pictures are done, right? Okay.
And Lauren Lapkus's hair coming up in here is going to be a big problem for anyone who listened to the long-running Howl ad that
Do you want to talk about this?
I want to talk about this because I get a lot of tweets about this, and I want to know more about it.
It has captured people's imagination in an upsetting way.
So I have the hair of the Wicked Man?
It was one guy
who used
to be on the show. He was a former like 60s radio DJ named Earwolfman Jack who took over doing a lot of the promotions for Earwolf content. Mm-hmm. But he was like kind of an old guy.
Unfortunately, he choked on a turkey bone. He swallowed it sideways.
He got swallowed sideways on his throat.
He died. Yes. We brought him back to life with the use of like a voodoo priestess or something. And when he came back to life, he was changed. So we had him do an ad, and when he did the ad as a changed, sort of zombified version of himself, he had some directive from, a different reality we're not aware of, where he was to eat the hair of the Wicked Man.
Six pounds of hair of the Wicked Man.
And the Wicked Man, according to him, was Lauren Lapkus, which I'm like, okay, I don't, you know.
Interesting.
And a lot of people out there who are not related, do not know him, are not related to this at all, are still like, this is important to me now for some reason.
Yes.
And I should tell Lauren about it.
Yeah, it's got to come to her via tweet, even though it's an ad, a required Howl ad done by a podcast that's just hanging by a thread.
So you're just called the Wicked Man on Twitter? What's happening?
They said they want 6 pounds of my hair.
To eat it.
They want to eat 6 pounds of my hair. And I don't know if I'm the Wicked Man or if the Wicked Man wants it.
God. No, you're
and this
the
was
wicked
not a,
man.
This was yeah, no, it's you.
You're the Wicked Man, married to Dump Truck, Aaron not the dirty laundry.
Stephanie's dying.
Stephanie's got boggling come on her stomach glob blood.
Everything's fine down here. Everything's fine.
No, the baby just talked.
Yeah.
The goblin. The goblin.
Honestly, it's fine. I'm the star of a new movie. I'm a star of a new movie.
What's it called?
It's called Business Baby or Boss Baby or whatever.
Ah,
you don't know?
Business Boss.
Oh. The Big Business Boss Baby.
Looks like Alex playing Trump again. Right? Who's a boss? I mean, is that not apt?
Can we just talk about his character work? It's incredible. His impression is spot on.
So good.
Oh, God.
It's really good.
The thing he does
I don't want to take sides with this thing. I don't want to take sides, but Baldwin's is better.
It's subtle, but the thing he does with his mouth, he only does it every now and then.
Yes.
But there is sort of a thing he does with his mouth that really adds to the impression.
If you really watch, he's doing something
he
with his mouth.
He does do. It's a very small change.
Yeah, it's something.
That's what sells
with the lips.
It.
It's a mouth thing. Like I feel like it's in his jaw area.
And I like the security of someone to go on a talk show and say, "Look, these people are saying that someone else's impression is better than mine. This does not bother me."
He did that on a talk show. I saw some tweets about it.
Yeah, who's a millionaire to go on a late night talk show, talk about someone who was their coworker for 6 years and call them a guy from the internet. I love that. You know, that's real.
It's
that's
brave
raw.
To say, like,
don't we all want to do that?
Yes. It would be scared of him and insecure to not talk about it, to be like bullied into
to be
not
like,
talking
I'm
going to
ignore it. My Trump impression is going to come up again. I'm going to pretend there's not a hashtag that some At Midnight fans are using. That's hurting my feelings, Mia Hawk Baldwin.
I love a millionaire. I love the confidence of a millionaire. Yes. I love that really, like, you can and should do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of people who aren't millionaires having this, like, I'm funny on Twitter. I went on a talk show and made a joke. No one fucking cares.
Yes, and he's setting people straight about who's a little pig and who isn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the fact of the matter. His kid.
Mm-hmm.
His pig.
She was a little pig.
She's a little pig.
Do you? What do you wish?
We not all called our kids pigs at some point. Are we mad about this?
No.
What are we mad about today? This outrage,
illegally recorded thing where he happened to use something that we all do sometimes, which is you call your kid a disgusting, rude pig.
Yep. Think of all the words you could have used. He didn't call her like a fucking cunt or a whore.
Jesus,
or a
Aaron.
He didn't call her a dump truck.
Yeah.
He didn't call her a twat. He didn't call her a twatty.
A smart, clean animal.
Twatty? More like Tweety.
Were you hoping we'd all keep talking over each other for that one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was one that would have worked really well, sort of emerging from
so people could be like... Did you hear that thing Mary said? People kind of like glossed
exactly,
over
it. Exactly. Up, but Mary said something really funny, I think.
It was sort of hurt.
You know, but if you hear it isolated and clear,
yeah,
it's maybe not as strong. And that's a lot of my material as well.
So many jokes are like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to be the monster emerging from the ocean. You don't want to just be like, I'm a monster. Mm-hmm. You caught me.
It's when there's enough static that you're like, is this Boys of Summer?
Can I hear this well? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Can I hear this well?
Can I?
Oh, it's Seinfeld.
Here he is. Okay.
Seinfeld.
Everybody.
Napkin holder.
Let's the rest of us.
Hold your own napkin.
Okay.
Hayes wants to pause.
The rest of us go away. The rest of us can just leave the room, and Seinfeld can do his little routine.
Lights up.
So yes.
What's the deal with chips?
Hayes, you're so funny.
Give me the whole thing. I'll cut it up myself.
Hayes sounds amazing.
I want a sheet of hard Doritos, I'll make the triangles.
Hayes, stop. You're too
What's
funny.
The deal with dust?
Hayes, stop.
Is it skin cells or is it? Coming from my hair.
Hayes, this is amazing.
Regardless, amazing. I want more of it.
Hayes.
What's the deal with dust? We got to wait for it to form? I want to go to a dust store.
Hayes, I can't take anymore. I'm gonna die.
What's the deal with self-driving cars? Get me in one.
Hayes, come on.
What's the deal with Rodney Dangerfield?
Stop.
Is he with us? I haven't kept track.
Stop.
What's the deal with water?
Please.
Is it H2O or is it coming from the tap?
Hayes. Knock it off. Knock it off. It's too much.
Sorry, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah,
no, thank you. And he is fine with it. He honestly, like, we have talked about it and he is flattered by that. Thank you.
That was really
and it is because I'm a fan. Like, it's like, it you comes can tell. From a place
it comes
of being
through.
A fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff could be his jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's like I thought you were doing his material.
Yeah. I love the cars. I love, and you know, that's the kind of thing that he would talk about as
right.
he's self-driving
in
cars.
In the cars,
yes.
He
and
would bring that up.
Snacks. Oh, and then I started thinking, what kind of snacks do you eat in a car?
Yeah.
You eat these chips, right?
Dust,
these chips,
yeah.
But it is so funny how we just decided that they look like this, you know, in these like shapes. So this is like how people are like, how are you doing this? How does this?
Yeah,
like, where
and
does
it's
this
like
come
the
from?
Law is like this chip has this.
And that, actually, it does make sense if you kind of like trace it back.
And he's like a rebel a
is
little bit.
Is that regulated? Yeah. Is that shape regulated? I mean, who's monitoring that? Like,
and you could sing Regulators now.
Regulators, they conquered the world. Regulators.
Which regulator?
Which regulator
are each of you?
Yes, let's really all go around and say.
I'm the enforcer.
Yes, okay.
I'm Maurice.
Uh-huh. I'm the narc.
Oh, yes. The one who narks on the other regulators all the time.
Yes, that was a good regulator.
Stephanie's sleeping.
Oh, she had a hard day. She just gave birth to a boglin.
Everything's fine.
Oh,
the boglin seems in good spirits.
No, I'm the boglin.
Oh.
They sound alike.
Yeah.
Like mother-like boglin.
Mm-hmm.
Name me.
That should be a fucking shirt.
Phil. Yeah. Philip?
That's Aaron just made a shirt. I'm sorry. Like Mother Lake Boglin? That's a fucking shirt.
That's a shirt.
Guys, I'm going to be rich. Richer than I am.
That's a fucking shirt. You're a millionaire.
Billionaire now.
Oh, now you're B?
Now I'll be a B.
Now you're in the B club.
Now I be a millionaire.
Now you a billionaire.
What else is, what are we all doing today?
What's a good
coming
question.
Up? What's coming up for us?
Mm-hmm. I've got a laser treatment in a little bit and then, and then a peel right after.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting my
butt
dyed.
You are? What color?
Unbelievable.
Just to match the hair.
Oh, is this another secret? Okay. How fucking fun.
Is this like another Cheeto thing?
Secret. It's just like only seems like my lover would ever know. But
You guys are lovers?
No, only my lover would know.
Who's your lover?
I can't tell
Who's your lover? You've never brought anybody over to the mansion.
I know. We only hook up in the car.
Oh.
Wow.
That's okay. That's similar to what Ryan's got going on. He's
Here's how this will be fair. Each of you say who your lover is at the same time.
Okay.
So no one is betraying anyone's trust. No one's saying like, oh, I've told you my lover. And the other one is saying, oops, well, now I know.
No,
so
I don't know.
So now I don't have to say my lover. I forget who it is or whatever. No, we're going to establish who your lovers
and you guys
are
too.
At the same time.
And you guys too.
Well, my lover is very, it's public.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
That Carrie Ann Moss and I are in a long-term relationship, and for me to say it at the same time as other people would be a problem when I got home. I would be slow motion beat up.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's obvious from my end that I'm married to tennis champion Steffi Graf, and that, of course, I pork my wife when I leave this podcast. So that's my lover.
No one at.
Okay, so you definitely call her a pig if you're porking.
No, you call your kid a pig.
Well, not you don't pork your pig though.
You're porking or you're tweeting.
Abba dee, that's incest.
That's a t-shirt. Now that is a t-shirt.
We're two t-shirts.
I'll take two t-shirts. And it is because I'm a fan, because I like Porky Pig. You know, that's why my impression of him is so good. And he, you know, he enjoys it too.
So on the count of three, are you going to count or who's counting?
Who's counting?
Please Ryan, well, Ryan's like the kind of rhythm expert. Okay. He's sort of like a rhythm beast.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
My Scotty Pippen.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And so
you
those
said
were
Scotty Pippen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said my friend's cat.
And I said Dale Chihuly, the glass.
The glass wizard.
Yeah. No wonder.
He makes
Rick
amazing
Glassman.
Shapes.
Yeah.
You know, he's the Rich Glassman.
Ah.
We should have him.
Rich Summer. And give it all.
We should have him too.
We should have everybody.
Who else should we have?
We should have everybody on
the show.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anybody?
Oh my God.
Have you had Tom Cruise yet?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Well, yes. Wait, you
That's
hook up with your
idea.
Friend's cat?
Oh, are we back to that?
Oh, we're just kind of like focus on that.
Oh, we're just gonna go back. Are we
like
going
live
back
on that for the rest?
Okay, I sort of thought we had moved on, but okay, I guess we can talk about this.
Yeah, sure. Yes, but why? Yes, and yeah, sure. Yeah, I fuck my friend's cat.
Is it a devil situation where you use a tail?
You fuck it?
No, the tail was too limp. I couldn't get it in.
Uh huh.
What is a girl?
That's what she said.
I finger her, and then she nuzzles my vagina.
Ow.
Whiskers
are that's bestiality. It's better when you slow it down.
Yeah, that was a slow
mo. That's bestiality.
Who is your friend?
This woman who pays me to take care of her cat.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like
so I guess
she's
we're not really
boss.
Friends. Yeah, she's my boss.
Boss baby.
She's my boss.
She's your boss.
She's a big
baby.
Business boss baby.
Boo. Well,
we used to do all these segments, these kind of like
we had all these like fucking segments.
People
and
asking
shit.
Questions, games we would
we
play.
Had Ooh, let's play game. We had games.
I know, but
we'd love
what's
a game.
Going on?
But now
are you
this
guys
is
okay?
It.
Are you okay?
We just walk in and just kind of
and now
feel
we just
around
do
in
it.
The dark.
Yeah.
Can we make up a game?
Okay,
that could be
you
fun.
You could try.
Okay, that sounds so sad.
Great. But Hayes doesn't want to do it.
So everyone,
just thinking about the old games, it's just like it's nice to think about, but also kind of sad, you know, all these old games.
I mean, it was almost a game when you were asking what everyone was going to do after this. I mean, put a theme song at the top of that. It's a game.
That could be a good recurring game.
Rest of your day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then it's just like we have fucking one of these dorks on the internet make the song.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's how you do it with podcasts.
It's free. Dorks are free.
Dorks are free. Dorks will work for free.
Do you guys want to play that game down by the banks, the hanky panky?
Where the bullfrog jumps from bank to banky with the eeps, ipes,
oops,
gobbledy,
and the girl.
Everybody's here.
It's another secret. I didn't know that song.
Down by the banks of the hanky panky, where the bullfrogs jump from bank to banky with the eeps, ops, oops, gobbledy, and the girl. Everybody's coming.
Ladies,
down by the
bank. can't afford the rights to this song. We cannot afford to have this much of this song happen.
If I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail?
Yeah.
Down by the bay.
We're going to, this is going to bankrupt our podcast.
Scott is going to want to steal that game,
too. I don't know why that made me
so sad. Well, you've never wanted to live by a bay. We've talked about this.
And that's why. Because I can't stand to see the water.
Yeah, especially.
Our house is in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love
it. We live in Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas. Yeah. Vegas, baby.
So easy to just, to set up your residency
there.
We're
at Circus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we live at Circus.
We're doing our show there also every night.
Every night,
we sing the classics, and then we do improv based.
I hear you guys
that.
Are spinning it, spinning at Dre's sometimes as well.
Dr. Dre's?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, at his house. Yeah, we spin there. Yeah,
okay.
Dr. Dre loves.
We
us.
Do it on like sit and spins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stand up on stage and we sit and we spin.
What about Hakkasan? Have you guys ever?
The Native American?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? Have we ever? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are we playing Have We Ever?
Let's Have play. You ever loved somebody so much it makes you cry?
Yes.
Have you ever needed someone so bad you can't sleep at night?
I don't know this one. I mean, I don't know this
Have
one.
Have you ever tried to find the words, but they don't?
This just missed
right.
me.
All the time.
Have I'm going to use the
ever,
restroom.
Yeah.
Nobody talk ever, about me while I'm gone, okay?
Well, it's so close to the end.
Should I hold it?
Hold it.
Hold it. Hold it. We're happy plug-a-tap.
He can't hold his node. He's got to explode.
Hold his pee-pee. He'll have to let it out sometime.
And that's from Forrest Gump. I know that.
Mom always
we
used
know
to say,
that one.
Can't hold your pee-pee.
That one I know.
I can't hold my pee-pee while I play ping-pong.
What's the Oscars next year? This is something that we always do on
oh,
the
yeah.
show.
Oscar predictions for next year?
Yeah.
Scarlett JoJo.
Oh, Scarlett
yeah,
JoJo.
The ghost.
For best.
Scarlett JoJo.
For best ghost.
The nude
world.
Ghost.
Ghost. Ghost in the Shield what?
Yeah. It is not finished. They don't say what she's. She
I think
will
Natalie
do.
Portman is going to win for Jackie from
okay.
this year.
Oh, interesting. So they'll bring her back.
Hugely overlooked, that perform.
Yeah.
And if I was her dad, I'd probably call her Fatally Porkman. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. You'd have to.
If I was Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin?
If I was Alec Baldwin, I'd call her Porky Pig.
I got the same Oscar prediction every year, which is Kimmel's going to make us laugh. He gonna crack me up, make me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You think he's hosting again?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna
bring him back, right?
No. They're gonna go get
Oh, no, they're gonna go for somebody else.
Yeah, they'll go get somebody else.
He dropped enough jokes about this was probably the last time I'll be here. Wink, wink.
Yeah,
but I think he knows.
And it's a little bit like, and then next time he can go like, okay, this is really the last time.
Really the last, yeah. Now I can say anything vanilla.
He's gonna say like everyone else said no. They asked the other ones.
Oh, that's a good joke. And they haven't used that in a couple years.
And it could be the video. Them asking the other people.
Yeah, and then Matt Damon's in it, and they're like,
Matt Damon.
Or Matt Damon's
and they are friends in real life.
Yeah, but they, I mean,
Can you guys believe James Corden knows the words to all those songs?
I mean, I think he practices.
That's wild. I don't think so.
I think
it's off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can. I don't think that's in the rules that you could practice like that.
I mean, he's a talent. Like, that's an overlooked talent.
He's a single threat.
He's a single threat.
That's all you need these days.
Yeah.
You got one move.
You got to be good at one thing. Be a master of one.
I hate these people trying to be triple threats.
Exactly.
It's confusing.
I heard that when they were choosing who was going to take that slot, that the someone who really pushed for him to the head of the network was Anna Wintour. I guess she was like a really big fan of his. And that is who I want to be choosing sort of the next generation of comedians.
Yes. Yeah. And she's a one hit. She's a one hat. She's a one thing. She's a talent.
She's got just many hats.
She got one
the
thing.
One
she's
hat. Many hats, though, because that's her passion.
She makes a lot of hats, but boy, she only wears one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Can I have a table for two, please? I mean, one.
Okay.
Okay, we're not at a restaurant, number one.
You're
Your friends are not the movies.
One mimosa.
your friends are not the store, I guess, where you want to buy beer. This is what you seem to think, is that your friends are in a position to sell you
things. My friends can be anything.
No,
your
friends.
You got to go to the location.
Yes, you have to go there. If you want to try and pull this off, whatever it is, you have to actually go to the place where they sell the thing that you're trying to
Hayes is shaking me by the shoulders.
Oh
my God, he just ripped her in half.
You keep your voice so calm while you're doing that.
I'm ripped in half.
Why do you have two heads?
Me too.
Okay, you're obviously two little people.
Hello.
Hi. Wow. I'm sorry, but this is crazy. Like, this is the thing we always, like, don't talk about, but kind of know.
I don't feel that shocked.
It fucks with our dynamic often.
You don't feel shocked?
You don't feel shocked?
No, because we've been suspecting this.
But we've never heard her admitting. I've been expecting.
Is one of you named Mary? Is there
the top one?
Is there, like, Mary and then the other one that we just don't see? Or are both of you sort of teaming up to create Mary?
Well, we're both Boglins.
Yes, sure.
I'm Mary.
Gotta be.
This is Terry.
Nice to meet you.
Oh. Yeah. So Terry kind of lost
I like to see another Boglin. Mm.
Huh?
I like to see another Boglin.
Now, here is what I'm sort of starting to put together. Stephanie's asleep, so we can't really check in with her about this. But it seems like Terry, you and Stephanie, there are some clues out there that you might have had
something to do with what happened here.
And I said my lover was Scottie Pippen.
She gave birth to a
right, but that's Mary that said that.
That's
but
true.
Now we have Terry. We have this new character.
And Terry's the one who
didn't get to say his lover. Yes.
But can you guys even tell us apart? Because we have the same voice.
I mean, it's very drastically different.
No, it's so different. It sounds the same in your heads. Yeah, but
it's like
what it sounds kind of like is the other Boglin.
Yeah, but who's Terry? Who's Mary?
Terry was the first one.
Yeah, Terry
was the second
you
one.
You are Mary.
You're, and also we watched you get off each other.
Fine.
Yeah, Terry's the second one.
I port Stephanie like a devil's tail.
Yeah, okay. Just because there's so few Boglins around, you know?
We haven't seen Boglins in a while.
One's a baby and the other is like an adult Boglin that thinks it's a kid.
Now they're breeding.
You'll see a madball every now and then, which is sort of like a
madballs are great.
Yeah,
a madball is a sport.
It's a 80s toy that looked like different kind of monster-y faces.
Oh, I remember that.
You'll see a madball every now and then, but not necessarily a Boglin anymore.
No. Love toys.
Toys, stuff that's from when I was a kid, just saying it.
Nostalgia, I'll buy it at any price. I'll fucking love it.
Oh, yeah, Chip and Dale and everything.
Retrojunk.com.
Oh, yeah.
Pull up the web browser. Homepage, Retrojunk.
Y'all ever watched the TGIF?
I loved the TGIF. I felt so relieved that school was over for at least 2 days.
They should bring BBA back. Honestly, like they did with DuckTales, like they are going to do with Chip and Dale.
They should
now.
Bring back BBA.
They should bring BBA back to do TGIF, to do the Madballs show.
If BBA was hosting TGIF, it was the Madballs show followed by Boglins. I'd be watching that.
Do you remember
at a
USA
restaurant.
Up all night?
Oh God!
I loved USA. Hosted by Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah. Amazing.
Gilbert Godfrey.
If BB-8 hosted that instead.
An Earwolf regular.
I would stay up all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I am going to
That's
split.
The pee-pee. The pee-pee. You have to pee-pee so bad you are going to split in half.
I am going to.
Too bad. Did it already.
That has been established.
Yeah, we
biting
did
biting off Mary's thing. The having to pee dimension is interesting. That you didn't. That was a missed opportunity for you, I think.
What do you mean? Why?
Because your characters didn't say anything about having to pee. They just split with that. There was no like.
It left the audience with a lot of questions.
Yeah. Fuck. Just like from a backstory perspective, it would be good to.
From a Backstrom perspective.
Why they're going to split in half.
I fucked up. I didn't go to USC.
Just from a Backstrom perspective, I think it's important to think about, is my character using the bathroom? Is he a total dick, but dick means detective, but also he's kind of rude, you know? Is he Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he on for a couple episodes?
That's good Backstrom backstory.
You know?
This is all stuff that would be in the book of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nerds would read
yes,
that book and
they'd
love it.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe that stuff is for the book. Why is she splitting? And the book is called She Has Pee So Bad.
She has good pee title. So bad?
She has to.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I like she has pee so bad. Yeah. I kind of like that too.
She has pee so bad. Mm.
She has pee so bad.
Yeah. You get it.
You want me to say that the show is over.
I don't care.
I'm just hanging out.
Okay. Let's all pee right now at the same time, then we can keep going for another hour.
What's going on for
okay,
me?
Ready?
Ready, go.
Hachi machi, hachi machi, hachi machi.
That is good. I really how you become Jay Sherman, the critic, when it's time
hachi machi
to use the bathroom.
I hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
Two thumbs
hated
down.
All those movies.
I hated it.
What do you have, Sean?
I'm just reading text.
What is it about lunch?
I love getting into the real stuff here. You know, you don't often get to know what someone is
the
sounds
real
like when
stuff.
They're just reading a text.
Can yes. we?
That's why right. are we all performing all the time?
Can yes. we go?
No, it's not yes. about lunch, but I got to say, Hayes.
Right.
This is going on.
Right. So you want me to end
Whoa,
the show.
Let me see that.
Give it to me.
You guys have tickets or something.
He's going to see the Clippers versus the 76ers tonight at 12:30 p.m. You're late.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.